This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician. We are so excited to announce our newest sponsor, ASCP. That stands for Associated Skincare Professionals.
And do you want to know why we're so obsessed with ASCP?
You know it.
Well, first off, like as an esthetician, you're expected to wear so many hats in your business, like being an entrepreneur, being a leader, like making sure the back end is being taken care of. And ASCP is going to do a lot of that for you.
ASCP goes beyond liability insurance. They provide innovative business solutions, quality education, and career planning resources to empower you and to help you thrive.
You guys know we talk about the importance of esthetician insurance, and now there's really no excuse to get your own. Join thousands of other estheticians, including me, and join the ASCP community. Let them give you tools, techniques, advice, and of course, most importantly, your insurance.
Join today and save $20 off of your professional membership at ASCPskincare.com/glowskincare.
Again, you're going to go to ASCPskincare.com/glowskincare to save $20 off your insurance today. Okay.
Yep, it is okay.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
We're trying to bust this out because after we finish recording, we are going to tour spa and equipment.
Spa and equipment.
Spa and equipment.
I'm super excited.
I'm excited too.
I'm like, I don't even know what to expect really.
Well, they have a big warehouse literally like 20 minutes from us.
Yeah.
I think it's a newer warehouse for them.
Okay.
And they invited us to come like tour it. So
great.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah.
I want to see all of the tools and equipment and machines.
I want to see like 15 Milo beds like lined up.
You probably will.
Right?
Yeah. So make sure you're following me at Glow Skincare LA on Instagram because I'm sure I'll be making like a reel about it. I'll be posting stories. But, you know, that's where I get most of my spa equipment.
Oh,
great name. Including the new Platinum multifunction machine that I'm so freaking obsessed with, guys. Like, it's insane.
You need to use it on my face.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even used it.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I'm giving you a facial next week.
I know. I can't wait.
But it's like, it's so good. It's literally like one machine with like a million functions and you can customize it.
Yeah.
Like on the top is a steamer and it's not the Katana steamer, shockingly, but it does have an accordion head like the Katana. It also has like an herb catch like the Katana.
Good.
It's digital.
Uh-huh.
It's got a magnifying lamp and then it just like has like rows of like things you can add like a microdermabrasion.
It's like stackable. Kind of, right?
Yeah. Microdermabrasion, high frequency, hot and cold hammer, microcurrent, skin scrubber. Like there's all these things. And then at the bottom is a hot towel cabinet.
Genius.
Right. And it's on rollers with like really nice rollers. Uh-huh. And it's like very like sleek and compact. Like,
yeah.
This is the most compact like machine I feel like I've ever had.
Which is great, like especially if you're in a small space or you just don't want like crap everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like wonderful.
It's so good. So yeah. I'm probably gonna do like another like budget versus bougie like soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll include that in there.
Great.
Probably some other things.
But yeah.
Anyhow. Excited about that. I'm like, what else? Was there anything else that we wanted to talk about? Oh, if you are a Glow Skincare member or if you're thinking about becoming one, sign up now.
Mm-hmm.
The price is going up.
It is. Very soon.
February 1st.
That's soon.
Yeah. So sign up now if you've been thinking about becoming a member. We're going to be adding some new member benefits. Mm-hmm. But for now, the winter graphics that you get for free are available for you to download.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have story sizes. We have post sizes.
Yeah.
So there's a couple for you guys to pick from. So enjoy.
Quite a few. Them.
Yeah.
We always say like 3+, but it always winds up being more than 3 graphics.
Yeah.
And you're getting, like Haley said, the story size and like the Instagram feed size. But not only could you use these like on Instagram, you could post these on Pinterest, you could post them on your website, you could use them in a newsletter, you can print them out, like do whatever you want with them.
Yeah.
They're yours to use.
Exactly.
Haley and I create them for you. We try mm-hmm. and do something like cute, spy, mm-hmm. neutral-ish. Always give us feedback. Like if you like something, yes. if you don't like something, if you're looking for more, like uh-huh. please let us know, because we're just kind of like guessing.
Yeah. I'm literally just like making these up. I'm like, I hope someone wants this. So yeah.
I mean, I see you guys post them. Mm-hmm. Tag me if you post it. If you want, you don't have to, just because I want to see. Mm-hmm. And because the only reason I say that is because like, number one, I want to see, and, like, I'm curious to know how many people are actually using them.
Right. Right.
And then sometimes I see you guys, you'll download like an Instagram feed, but then post it in your story. Mm-hmm. So maybe I need to show you like how to download mm-hmm. it. It's like, it's not that complicated.
Yeah.
But if you're not like super tech savvy,
it might be a little confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley and I have become techies over the years.
It's such a weird thing to say about myself.
So strange. Haley's like a wizard on the computer.
I'm trying to be at least.
But us estheticians, we're not super wizardy. I can do some things like a wizard, like editing. But anyhow, that's only because I've done it for
1,000 years. Exactly.
But, and speaking of that, glow tip, like so many people ask me like how I film my videos, how I edit them, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's not that complicated, mm-hmm. but the reason that I'm good at it is because I've been doing it for years. And the other reason that I'm good at it is because I keep doing it and I keep getting better. Mm-hmm. But like when I started, I wasn't this good.
No.
So just start.
Yeah.
No one's judging you.
No. And if you wind up not liking it, like, don't put pressure on yourself to continue doing it either.
Also true.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with a girlfriend of mine yesterday. She came in for a facial. Uh-huh. And she was, you know, talking about how hard it is to find a good esthetician. Mm. And I love talking with, like, friends and, like, other people. It just always gives me, like, outside perspective.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I think it's like so helpful when estheticians like post their work on social media. Mm. Then I can at least, she's like, I can at least see like what they're doing.
Right.
And that gives like her, the client, like a little bit more peace of mind.
Uh-huh.
And like people are just curious.
Right.
So if you're looking to grow your clientele, mm-hmm. post little snippets of what you're doing in the treatment room. You never know who's looking.
Right.
Because I talk to so many people who are like, I can't find a good esthetician. I need a good esthetician. And I bet some of you amazing estheticians are like hiding and like you're not even on social media.
You're hiding in your dark treatment room with no windows.
Yeah. So don't wait till you finish school. Don't wait till you have a full clientele. Don't wait till you feel more confident. Like just start.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. You're going to do great.
You're going to do great, sweetie. And like no one's like judging you or looking at it as closely as you are.
Oh, like, 100%. Trust. Yeah. That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Get past just, yourself.
For reals. Okay. So today we wanted to talk about stocking your treatment room for 2023.
Mm-hmm. What you need.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I did this last year for 2022.
I'm sure you did.
So there's a blog from last year. There's a blog from this year. Mm-hmm. You can just search on our website, glowskincarelay.com, for shop my treatment room supplies or stocking up for 2023.
Yeah.
It'll all come up.
Yes. There's options.
And again, these are like not the most like exciting things. This is not like, ooh, yay, I'm buying a new steamer. This is just like stocking up your supplies. Mm-hmm. But this has really like helped me and Haley, because mm-hmm. she would stock my treatment room.
Yes.
So we're not worrying about this stuff.
Right.
So you can like, focus on practicing, being the best esthetician.
Yeah.
Instead of like worrying if you have enough barberside to disinfect all your tools.
Yeah. Because you probably forgot to order it last month.
You probably did. And then you have like one drop left and you're like, fuck.
Whoops.
So speaking of, the first thing on the list is barberside.
Mm-hmm. You got to have it.
Guys.
Like legally, actually.
I'm pretty sure, I live in California, uh-huh. if you were wondering.
I was like, where do you live, Case?
And I don't know the state board for every state, okay?
You don't?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But, and every state is different, mm-hmm. okay? But most states, I think, are requiring you to use barbicide or some kind of disinfectant.
So. If you're in a state where you're not required to use that, you should use it anyway.
Yeah, it's very important to disinfect your tools. I mean, that's half the reason we go to school, let's be honest.
Yes.
To, like, learn how to, like, clean and disinfect.
Right.
And it's so boring. But you don't want to cross-contaminate.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. I've always been really good at that.
Uh-huh.
But I have been to many spas, and I've seen people fall short because people get lazy. So buy your barbicide, mm-hmm. and it lasts you a minute. Like, you mm-hmm. just need a little bit.
Yeah.
You add it to water. Mm-hmm. Follow your state board guidelines, because I am not the state board.
There you go.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay. Next is cotton.
Mm-hmm. Again, another really glamorous thing.
But every esthetician needs cotton.
Totally.
Like, I like to use cotton for, like, to wet and use on as, like, eye pads.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use them for toner.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Mm-hmm. That's mainly it. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of other ways to use it.
Yeah. Also, if you're wondering, we're linking all of this in the show notes, and it's also linked in the blog, mm-hmm. the ones that we use.
Yep.
Next up is gloves.
Mm. Again, something you, like, need to have.
You need. And if you were an esthetician when 2020 was happening, you'll know that people were scrambling and, you know, like, giving their, like, spleen for, like, a pair of gloves.
It's like, anything.
But you know what was so freaking crazy is because Haley and I were so freaking stocked with gloves. And at the time when we were running the full spa, and I had, what, we had three uh-huh. estheticians, uh-huh. like, working full time.
Yeah, and everyone had gloves and backup gloves uh-huh. in all of their rooms. So we still have gloves.
I still have gloves.
Like, a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, a lot. And they're pink and they're cute.
Yeah.
So, like, we never ran out of gloves.
No.
Because we had so freaking many.
We never ran out of anything. We never ran out of toilet paper or soap.
Right.
I mean, it was great. We still have some of our inventory from 2020, which is the craziest.
Not the toilet paper, we use that, but the gloves, yeah. So, yeah, get some gloves. You can't have enough. I use 1 to 2 pairs in every facial.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is going to have their own feelings and opinions about this.
Mm.
And I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
I like skin on skin when I can.
Yes.
I like my hands on people's faces. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something soothing and healing about skin on skin contact.
Yeah.
You'll talk to other estheticians like, I would never do that. And I'm like, well, good for you.
Yeah.
That's fine. I wash my hands and, you know, I just think.
And, like, you wash their face.
And I wash their face. And I feel like human touch is extremely healing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've been with me for a while, that I'm becoming more and more holistic. And I just think it's important. But, you know, pick and choose what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
I always use gloves when I do extractions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I also always use gloves when I'm going to do a chemical peel.
Yes.
So I don't, like,
peel your hands off.
Exactly. Also, if someone had some kind of cut or scab, or they're continuing to bleed, but if that's happening, you shouldn't really be treating them.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. But yeah, you're kind of.
So don't even start.
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's another conversation for another time. Like,
right.
That means you, like, say, I'm sorry. You have to go home and we'll deal with this later.
Yeah.
But gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then last but not least, because I try and make these lists, like, simple,
mm-hmm.
straight to the point, just like me.
Yeah.
Sponges.
Yes.
Actually, I need to order some.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll do it right now.
Oops. I need to take my own advice.
Shop your own links.
I'm literally going to. And to be clear, and I'll just tell you guys, because I don't think I've really told you. And like I said, I'm going to be more and more, not that I haven't been honest. I've been honest. I'm going
just
to be
more candid.
More candid.
Yeah.
More transparent.
Just
more
shocking
vulnerable.
Because you're already all of those things to the max.
I know, but
we're really hitting it hard this year.
I let go of most of my clientele in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was forced to.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have held, like, onto them and, like, tried to make something work, but I didn't. And after doing, you know, facials 5 days a week, mm-hmm. 10 hours a day mm-hmm. for close to 15 years, mm-hmm. I didn't actually want to do that anymore.
Yeah. And it actually took you getting pushed out of it to fully realize and fully commit to that.
A lot of it was my ego.
Yeah.
A lot of it was my ego.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were legally allowed to start seeing clients again, I started taking a few. And by a few, I mean a few.
Like a handful of people.
Yeah, like
10? Was it 10?
No, probably not. Maybe 5.
Yeah.
6? Not a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And I get these downloads of information.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm at a music festival. Again, I'll get into this more. But right. I get these like downloads of information when I'm like out having fun with my friends.
Uh-huh.
Usually there's a lot of music around.
Yeah.
And it'll like, I'll just get this like moments of clarity where it's like, yes, yes, no, no. I need to do this. I need to do that. Stop doing that. And then like, I'll go back into my life and like integrate all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was like, I need to get rid of the last of my clients besides literally like one of them.
Yeah.
Because she's turned into a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, like, I just don't want to be tied down and feeling
like you have to.
Like I have to.
Yeah.
So I'm not. And I had to break up with a couple other clients.
I know.
And that was hard because I love them. But I'm like, it's just not the vibe right now.
Yeah.
I need like freedom. I need flexibility. I need to give this podcast more energy. I need to give the website and our blog and our new products more energy. And I need to give myself more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally getting my energy back. So that's exciting too. So now I'm down to literally no real clients. And I'm just taking friends and family
mm-hmm.
when I can and when I want to.
Yes.
And to like make some content.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fucking like forever grateful for that.
Yeah.
Like it blows my mind that I still get to do what I love, but on my terms,
mm-hmm.
because I would be sad if I was not touching faces weekly. Like
you
I
would,
still
you
am.
Would miss it.
Yeah.
You would miss it.
Like even after going a couple weeks, I'm like, okay, I need to get back in the treatment room.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing like Haley's face.
Yeah.
Or even if it's mom.
Yeah. One or two or three facials a week.
At the most.
Yeah.
This week I did 2. Next week I'm doing 2.
Yeah.
That's like about my happy place. And like,
we know this is not realistic
it's not
for
realistic
a lot
for
of you.
Most, no. But you have to realize that like, that's not my main focus anymore. Like I don't own a spa anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We have an office and I have a beautiful treatment room.
Yeah.
But everything that I'm doing is for you guys.
Right.
I'm creating content to help you, to teach you, mm-hmm. to guide you mm-hmm. because there's no one out there fucking doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do it for you. There might be a few people, but a lot of these people want to put their hands in your pockets. And mm-hmm. like, I'm just not here to do that. Of course, I would love if you buy our products. And I appreciate every single one of you
yes.
who does it.
Yeah. But that's not the driving force.
No. And I make the products for you guys to make your services better.
Right.
I'm not just trying to sell you
X, Y, and Z.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, use the towels if you want. Don't, if you don't want and you still want to listen to the podcast, I love you.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's a little bit more behind the scenes. So.
So back to sponges.
Back to sponges. I ran out of sponges because I took a holiday break.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see clients for like a month.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oops, I don't have sponges.
Yeah. So what did you use instead?
So great question,
Thank
Haley.
Thank you. I actually know the answer, but not everyone else does.
I used 4x4s.
Okay.
I always have 4x4s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to use them as much as sponges.
Mm-hmm.
And like usually for every cleanse, I have to use 2 new 4x4s.
Yeah. So it's like a lot more waste.
And I don't like to waste.
Yeah.
It hurts me on a deep level.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And
I'm
now
the same
even
way.
More.
Yeah.
Speaking another side note, I'm just going on a bunch of rants. Now I'm like, you know, it's like, it's raining. I need some like rain water barrels. Like I'm starting to compost. Like I'm going there. Okay.
We're going there, you guys.
I know.
That's great. I love it.
So I really don't like using the 4x4s.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the sponges are so freaking great. Mm-hmm. I can use them for the entire facial.
Yes.
And then I'll rinse them. I'll pat them dry. And lots of times I'll send them home with the client.
Which is great.
And they can use them for a couple days.
Yeah. Even like, less waste.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's like, or like wash your sink with them. Wash your toes with them.
Sure. Whatever. I don't care. There's plenty of things you can do with a sponge.
So like they're like compacted sponges.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been my favorite.
Yeah. You just add
water.
Throw them in water. They expand and you're good to go.
So easy.
Great.
They come in white, pink, classic sponge color.
Yeah. It's like an orangey yellow.
Classic SpongeBob color. You know, whatever the fuck you want. I think there's like a rainbow set.
Oh, there is.
There is.
That's a fun one.
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care what color sponge you use. They all work.
No. Just live your best life.
Exactly.
But yeah, but that's it. So again, oh, and I guess because I did miss 4x4s.
Oops. That's on the list as well.
It's on the list, guys.
Well, we tied it in.
We did. And 4x4s, they're great for cleansing.
Uh-huh.
I also like to rip them in half, wrap them around my pointer fingers, and use them for extraction.
Yeah.
That works better for me than anything else.
That's so interesting.
Personal preference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use what works for you. Doesn't matter to us.
If you want
to
use an extractor, fine. Just be careful not to scar your clients, because I talked to so many clients and they've all been scarred. I'm like, is there anything else before we go? We're keeping it short and sweet today, guys, because like somehow time just like runs away every freaking day.
We got to get on this tour.
Haley, anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Well, keep it short and sweet. Make sure you become a Glow member. It's $5.99 a month. Mm-hmm. You're going to get those free graphics, 10% off the website, 50% off the spa art, which is new, and our Glow resources, monthly emails, exclusive sales. Just go look on the website. There's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, we're trying to hook you up, so take the hookup.
We're not even trying. We're doing it. We're hooking you up. And it's like 10% off all the time, including like discounted wholesale, including if we run our Black Friday.
It's automatic. Like you don't need a code.
No.
Yeah, it just happens.
So if you're buying products in bulk, which you should be because that saves you money too, just do it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we will see you next week. We'll not see you. We'll talk to you.
We'll be in your ear next week.
We'll be in your ear next week. We love you. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Glow Skincare LA.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
And if you do follow us at Skin in the City Podcast, tell us your favorite part about this episode. You guys were fucking killing me this week. Like everyone was dying laughing at me saying like, I'm going to punch you in the face. Oh, like so many people commented. And
it's,
I was like,
so funny.
Thank God. Like you guys understand me and my humor. Cause that could like go real south. Right.
Yeah. But if you've been here for a while, like, yeah, you know,
so tell me your favorite part about this episode, because we're stocking your treatment
room
every single month in 2023 with all of our favorite cosmetics products.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.